When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get through Google Play Store users as well as all Apple products, and on iTunes. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the show, is the name of the podcast on iTunes. So however you're listening, whenever you're listening, it's always on, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Very happy to have on my show right now defensive back Jared Maiden, the second out of Sac C High School in Sac C, Texas. Very happy to have him here on the show to talk about everything that's been going on at Sac C, how he feels the team has helped him to grow, as well as him at his position, and the almost 40 offers now at the time of us speaking here. So more than 35 offers coming in for Jared Maiden the second, and we'll talk about that and his recruitment for the incoming class of 2016. Jared, how you doing today?
I've been doing good.
Now, Jared, first and foremost, did you ever expect at this point, with a whole other season to play high school football as well as the summer before that, that you would be around 40 offers? Was that something that you ever thought was going to happen at this point?
Really, I never thought I'd get to 40 offers. Freshman year, when I started playing varsity, saw the talent that was on varsity, and I was like, oh man, you know, to get offered is really going to be really a hard thing to do. And sophomore season ended when I got to my sophomore year, started getting offers, then really just blew up out of nowhere. I think I ended my sophomore year with like 27, and then junior year, end of the season, blew up again, got to like 36, and then it went cold for a while, and then, you know, then I get offered by Alabama, and then blew up again, and then just hit 40 like a week ago with the University of Miami in me. So I never expected to get to 40.
To have 40 offers, how difficult does it make you to have to kind of break down these schools? I mean, when I was talking with Robert Washington, who obviously you know through Team USA, he had said to me, everybody says they want 40-plus offers, but now that he's been through it, nobody wants 40-plus offers once you go through it. How difficult is it for you to kind of navigate through having 40 schools plus, you know, by the time we're done with all this, that are going to be coming after you? How are you kind of handling that?
Yeah, like you said, you know, you always want to have a lot of kids that all want to have as many offers as you at 40. Me personally, I wish I only had like 10, 13, or something like a decent amount, because 40 is a little bit excessive. But, you know, as far as like trying to figure out where you want to go, it's really hard because, you know, you can't go around and see all 40 places because you only got the 5 officials, and then the unofficials are expensive. For me to go to like Michigan or want to go see Florida State, you know, those things cost money. So, you know, you definitely have to kind of, you know, do your evaluation through the football season, where you can see yourself living for 4 years, where you can't, you know, when you're talking to the coaches, either on Twitter or when you call them, do they seem like legit people? Are they telling you things that you want to hear, but you know, you might know somebody who went there or something like that, that it might not come down to that. So, I mean, there's a lot more that goes into when you have 40 than it is when you just have a smaller number.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part
of your meal. Being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looked so good.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Obviously, you haven't broken down your list at this point, as we talked about off the air, to a top 10 or a top 15 or anything like that. Have you been able to at least weed out some schools when you're going through 40 mm-hmm. offers? Have you been able to kind of look at the schools and say, you know what, these five or these two or these 10 or whatever it may be just offered me, but they haven't really talked to me? Have you been able to do that at all?
Yes, I have. Yeah, there have been some schools that just offered me to see, you know, if I reach back to them, or schools that have offered me but don't really contact me. So, I mean, pretty much most schools from my sophomore year, without like the exception of like a TCU, Ohio State, Baylor. Those are kind of the only schools I can think about that still talked to me offered me my sophomore year, but. I mean, as of recently, like, the Michigan, the University of Miami, the Alabama, you know, they keep talking to me, so you kind of have to weed them out by who talks to you and who doesn't. You know, that kind of helps you figure out who's really that interested in me still.
Do you have any schools that offered you, that haven't talked to you, that you're kind of upset that that school specifically hasn't talked to you? I mean, is there anybody of those 40 offers that you can sit back and say, you know, I got offered by blank and they haven't called me in a while. I really wish they would. Are there any schools like that?
I mean, no, not really. Because I feel like if you didn't want to, if you offer me but you don't want to talk to me or reach out to me, then you only really just offer me because either other people was offering or you might have saw my store, so you just offered me up. But you weren't really, it's kind of like you were throwing a dart. You see that I was going to commit or I wouldn't. So, I mean, if you're not talking to me now, I don't really think too much of it.
Now, one school who hasn't offered you, but Robert Washington, who is someone who just verbally committed to the Syracuse Orange recently to our conversation here today, and he's in the incoming class 2016 as well as yourself. He is making a push to change the face of the program, and he is out there seeking individuals that are going to help him to do that. Has he contacted you and talked to you about it at all? Because as far as I know, you do not have an offer from Syracuse, but has Robert said anything to you about Syracuse or no?
He has. When we were at the 10-USA games in February, and then he even contacted on Twitter about, you know, he has mentioned Syracuse. I don't know if this is him working or not, but the Syracuse coaches actually followed me on Twitter today and wanted me to call them, so. I mean, that might be an offer I get probably sometime today, but, you know, it would be interesting to go and play with, you know, good friend and Robert. You know, apparently he sees something in the program that's going to lead them to be successful throughout the year. So, I mean, I'll definitely give it a good look.
What is it about your relationship with Robert? I mean, do you trust his decision making? Do you kind of trust when he came to you and he talked to you about Syracuse? Did it pique your interest? I mean, kind of, when you look at the word of Robert Washington, how important is his word? How what would you say his word is worth to you when it comes to him coming up and saying, "Hey, I really like this school"? What's that worth to you?
It's worth a lot, because Robert isn't really one of those kids who flip-flops. You know, since like sophomore year, he's always like Syracuse. You know, his top five, I could have predicted it was going to be his top five just because of how highly he talked on the schools. And, you know, with him choosing Syracuse, you know, shows that he had a good mindset on him, didn't really get distracted by too much. So, you know, plus he's really good Christian, you know. Believes in God, so there's a lot of things that he says that are trustworthy.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com ladycom with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, Dreissig Lady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you bring up the fact of faith, it's something that I respect hearing, because I respect anybody in this world that we live in that is not ashamed to talk about God, talk about faith, talk about something that's bigger than us that we actually feel like we have to answer to. How strong is your faith, and where does God kind of sit in your life? Because I would venture to say that he's important to you in some way, if that's something that you saw in Robert that you really liked.
Yeah, it's definitely important to me. My faith, you know, really just, you know, kind of getting through the hard times when my parents got divorced, you know, mom really trying to make something happen, and, you know, the faith of the family really kept us together, and, you know, feel like he's given me a lot of opportunities with the football, and, you know, being able to, you know, have my parents out, they're not having to pay for college. I can go out and get a scholarship and then, you know, work to get to the NFL so that way I can get back and put some of the blessings in their life also.
When you look at your family, like you said, God was there when your parents got a divorce. How did you handle that adversity? Because I feel that when it comes to student athletes, there's so much focus on how fast you run, how strong you are, how good you are at this position, how many stars you have. But a lot of times, student athletes are facing adversity off the field that's bigger than anything you're going to face on the field. So what can you say about overcoming maybe some of those tough times when your family went through that separation and how you handled it?
There's definitely adverse time, hardly seeing my dad at all, from like age 6, 5, somewhere in there, to not see him again. Didn't even see him until I was about 14. And then, really just, I mean, when that happens, there's a lot of paths, like go down easy or down the wrong way. But my mom really kept us in line, and then, you know, football kept me busy from doing a lot of things the other kids around me were doing. So I was definitely blessed that I came out the way I did.
When you didn't see your dad for a long time, how did you kind of handle that? I mean, now that he is part of your life again, you know, like you said, at the age of 14, you got to see him again. How did you kind of handle going through that, and how close are you to him now?
I really just looked up to my uncles and my older cousins. You know, we always, you know, try to be in some type of sport, you know, they try to teach me some things that only a man can teach a kid or a boy. And then now, my relationship with my dad is pretty tight. It's pretty decent. Don't see him, you know, often. I might see him like once every two to three months, but then sometimes he'll come back for like a week, so I get to see him a week, and then he's gone like a month or two, and then come back. So we keep in contact through phone, calling each other, but you know, it's definitely better than no communication at all.
What's kind of taught you how to be a man through this whole process then? How did you kind of learn what you needed to do? Because I respect a lot of student athletes. The majority that I talk to don't have their dad at all. No phone call, no nothing. And yet they all seem to be good guys, be guys who care, be guys who have faith in God, who want to do better, who believe in family. What can you say about yourself? Because I feel like a lot of student athletes have every excuse in the book to say, you know, I didn't have a dad, so I don't have to be a good man, and I don't have to do this, and I don't have to do that. But yet I see the opposite actually happen, where when there isn't a dad around all the time or not at all, you become a good man no matter what. So what can you say to wanting to be a good man and doing it with or without your dad being there?
I really just, you know, I really wanted to be, you know, good and, you know, help my mom out around the house and, you know, being that she needed. And also my grandpa on my mom's side, he would always, you know, be real, real upfront and then kind of strict on us to make sure that we were doing this and that and what really needed to be done, and not really focusing on some of the things that could distract us. You know, showing us how to do little things like change a tire, you know, some of the stuff that kids do with their dad. He was definitely there.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
What can you say about Grandpa when he looks at you and sees everything that you've done to get yourself to where you are right now? What does he say to you? What are kind of his words that stick with you?
He just tells me to make the right decision. He was actually a very good baseball player. He played for Arizona State before he went into World War II. So. The Vietnam War. He was at Arizona State playing baseball, so he told me that you only get to go through the recruiting process once. So, make a decision, for you. Don't really make it for what I say or what your parents say, what your friends say. Make it for you because you're going to be there for 4 or 5 years playing football.
So when you look forward with all of this, when would you like to make that decision? Like your grandfather said, you're only going through this once. When would you like it to be all over and you can shut the door on recruiting?
Well, I want to commit. I'm going to commit at the opening. I don't know exactly like a day, but I know I'm going to do it up there. But even still, my grandpa said my family also wants me to still take official visits after I commit, so I'm still going to do that after I commit at the opening. But I mean, I guess really I won't have a dime until I sign, but I definitely want to commit at the opening.
When you say that you want to do it at the opening, when is that going to be?
It's July 7th through the 10th, so someday in there.
We talked about Syracuse. We talked about your respect for Robert Washington. You think that Syracuse potentially could be offering you soon, as we talk here just a few days off of Robert Washington's verbal commitment. If they were to offer you now, and you're saying you want to commit to a school verbally in early July, would they be in there in a potential top 10 or 15, where do they kind of fit in if they were to jump in right now?
I really don't know where they would fit in because I haven't really taken a visit there, but Robert's word would definitely mean go into a lot of consideration when I'm trying to, you know, eliminate schools and things like that. So that would be a pretty rough situation to put a school in a list but I haven't seen. But if after I commit and Robert, still wants me to go up there and see, still wants me to see what Syracuse is about, I'll take an official to the school.
So when would you like to kind of narrow it down to 10 or 15? If you want to verbally commit in July, when do you want to narrow this list down and start scratching some of these teams off?
I'll probably do it a week or two before. I just thought about it. I might do it on my birthday because my birthday is June 24th. So, it's probably a week or a week and a half away from when I go to the opening. So,
once you do that and you narrow it down and you verbally commit in early July at the opening, when you're verbally committed to a school, like you said, your family still wants you to take official visits. You would consider taking one to Syracuse, like you said. What from there, from that verbal commitment, is that it for you? I mean, even though you're going to take official visits and go see other schools that you didn't commit to potentially, where does that kind of leave you? Is your verbal commitment like, I'm done, I'm just going to go see schools to do it? Or could a school change your mind after you verbally commit and then go visit some of these other schools? How does it kind of look in your mind at this point?
Hopefully after I commit and I go see the other schools, it would be nice to be done. But if I go to another school and I feel like that program has more to offer than the program I'm with, well, then that's when as a family, we'll decide, if decommitting would be the right thing to do. I've thought about this, but then again, you do only get to get to the recruiting process once. You only have one chance to really make the decision. It's either, a lot of guys, you either went to the school and, did something there, or you went to the school and you didn't like it, or you transferred. But I really don't know if I still feel too strongly on transferring. So after I take my official, after I commit and I do the officials, if there's a school that I feel like has more to offer, then, it'll be a serious conversation with my family and then see if decommitting will be the right thing to do.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard? Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DREISSIG, lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Before letting you go, Jared, to look at your position as a defensive back, all these schools that have offered you, are they strictly looking at you as a cornerback? Has anybody talked to you about any other position? Where is that kind of at right now?
All of it is at nickel, corner, and corner. No school has offered me like safety, linebacker, nothing like that. So it's all at nickel, corner, and then corner.
Looking at the nickelback position as well as a cornerback position, what can you say about your strengths in the secondary? What do you think you do best?
I think what I do best is really, you know, covering that also, but being able to add dimensions because I can shoot them down the tackle. That's why some schools like me at the nickel corner spot because I can come off and blitz off the edge. I can also guard quicker receivers, which you know, you also see in this line. And also understand how drops work. They'll cover two drops in nickel corners, three drops, things like that. So I feel like I add a lot of diversity into the secondary.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. And obviously these schools have seen the diversity that you can bring to their team by giving you those offers that would take many hands to count on. But Jared, I definitely appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to have you here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. I know you have another year of high school football to play, and obviously that decision you want to make before that happens. So I'll definitely keep in touch with you and would love to have you back on the show, but I appreciate you taking some time today for sure.
No problem.